Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard, and we're going to take a few minutes to tell you unabashedly about a new program being piloted here on WBUR. You're the Expert puts a few comedians together with a scientist who studies something like, say, comparative lactation or subway bacteria, with the hope of generating some laughs and even teaching a little something along the way.
Dr. Mason just completed the first large-scale study of the bacteria in the New York City subway system.
No! Gross!
And human DNA, all the DNA. So, yes, everything.
Yes.
What?
Oh, my God.
And his team discovered all sorts of surprising findings.
What's the nastiest train?
All the trains are wonderfully diverse.
The three comedians play games and ask questions. They try to guess what kind of research the featured expert does.
Brooklyn. Staten Island had the lowest bacterial diversity.
Should we sit on those wooden benches?
We did see a higher yield of DNA from the wood than the metal benches.
Oh, I knew it!
The host of You're the Expert is comedian Chris Duffy, and he joins us now in the studio to talk more about the program. Hi, Chris.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So tell us more about the premise of the show.
So the idea is three comedians trying to guess what a leading scientist studies all day. And the idea is basically that comedians have this ability to bring things to a broad audience, and scientists have this amazing information, but rarely a big platform to get out to the general public.
And are the scientists excited to talk to you about this work in this way, the work that they do?
You know, it's funny. I feel like often scientists don't realize how cool the things they do are because they're just in it day to day. So it's an exciting new platform for them.
And do the comedians poke fun at them because they, you know, their geekiness?
Well, it's definitely not a roast of the scientists, but for sure we have a lot of fun. I mean, if you just learned something and didn't laugh, that wouldn't be a good show.
Okay, so let's listen to another clip from that same show that we heard at the top, which features Dr. Chris Mason from Weill Cornell Medical College and the comedians Joe Firestone, Maeve Higgins, and Zubin Parang. But it starts with you, Chris Duffy.
It is filthy. It is gross. Is that Dr. Mason about the subway system, or did a politician say that?
I mean, I say that. I'm going to say that's Dr. Mason.
No, that's actually Fidel Castro describing capitalism.
Ooh.
And so tell us about the comedians. I'm seeing some pretty big names here, including Wyatt Cenac and John Hodgman.
Yeah, we have a lot of people who have been on The Daily Show. We have comedians from Comedy Central's Broad City, a lot of authors. Basically, we get people who are really hilarious but can also actually be interested and engaged in the science. It's kind of the people you'd want at a dinner party.
Okay, so and you are finding some researchers with some pretty obscure, not widely recognized fields of study, isn't that so? Some are pretty groundbreaking. Can you tell us about a few?
Sure. I mean, one of my favorite examples is we had Dr. Katie Hind on, who's the head of Harvard's Comparative Lactation Lab. So she literally studies the breast milk of different animals all over the world.
And I heard something about Neanderthal DNA.
Yeah, we had a scientist, Dr. Terry Capellini, and he studies the ways that humans and Neanderthals may have interbred in the past. So actually, all of us have about 5 to 10% Neanderthal DNA.
Okay, so now you're touring and you're recording the programs before a live audience. And you actually started as a podcast, which we are airing here on WBUR for 6 weeks as a pilot. It's part of our effort to expand our programming. But what's important to you about the marriage between podcasting and public radio?
Well, I think one of the beautiful things about public radio is this source for smart, intelligent information. And it's also a place to try things out that are new, that don't necessarily have to be these big commercial successes. And then when things work, they can go to air, which is hopefully what's happening with our show.
Well, good luck with that, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Chris Duffy is host of the new show, You're the Expert, which airs Wednesdays at 9 p.m. and Saturdays at 6 p.m. here on WBUR. For more about the program and the podcast, go to our website, wbur.org. And if you listen, and we hope you do, we would love to hear your feedback.